This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out. They are the home of the binary trigger, the Reformation line, and Providence. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Actually supposed to be talking to Tony Pignato tonight, but we have sort of not been able to raise him, so we're going to carry on. And we'll get to our other guests as that time comes up. We talked about journalist Andy Ngo last night, I don't know if that's supposed to be Ngo, whatever. He and his attorney joined the Guy Benson Show. Guy Benson is he's both a radio host and a writer at Town Hall. I'm not a big Guy Benson fan. He's a never-Trumper. But they went on his show to discuss his weekend assault by members of the far-left extremist organization Antifa. The beating, which left this young fellow bloodied and bruised and hospitalized with a brain hemorrhage, was caught on film by several onlookers. He was also milkshaked. This is where they were throwing a concoction of quick-drying cement and whatever else was mixed in it to liquefy it. So, yeah, it was a heavy milkshake. It was one, you know. This crime occurred in broad daylight in the streets of a major American city. And according to Mr. Dillon, no arrests have been made. There have been three other arrests that have been made in connection with other Antifa melees during the day. But, you know. Mr. Ngo described the attack in detail. This is the anarchy of Portland, he said. It's considered a provocation for citizens to record activities that happen in public. So they viewed me as provoking them because simply I walked around the demonstration with a camera. They didn't just happen. This didn't just happen in a major American city. We were a stone's throw away from the major institutions of the rule of law for the city. Courthouses, the central police precinct, sheriff's office. I could actually see these buildings while I was getting beaten by the mob. What happened is they were marching in front of the Justice Center, and then somebody ran from behind and bashed me in the back of my head. I don't know with what. It was very hard. As soon as I sort of got my footing, before I could even realize what had happened, then the hits just kept coming to the front, to the back. I lost control of. I was holding my GoPro in my hand and my phone, and my camera equipment was stolen in that moment by somebody who was dressed head to toe in black. I thought the worst of it was over. It wasn't. So what happened next was this so-called peaceful milkshake protest. The people who came with milkshakes throwing them at me, hurling it directly in my face, so I couldn't even see which way to walk out. And then more people charged in to punch me, to kick me. They were particularly targeting my head and my eye, and I stumbled away. There was absolutely no police. Now, Mr. Ngo was smeared by a bunch of violence apologists, as well as the hypocritical silence from many of these self-appointed ID politics enforcers. He was accused of being a white supremacist. You know, there's so many Asians that are white supremacists. He's Asian. He's Asian, yeah. Mr. Goh categorically denies this. He says this is the rhetoric tactic of Antifa. It's to demonize your ideological opponent of quote-unquote Nazis or fascists, so then they have the moral legitimacy to attack you and get praise for it in public. Now, Mr. Guy Benson points out, you're a person of color yourself, which I hate that phrase, but let's go with that. Mr. Goh goes with that. It's also pointed out that Andy is gay. And he was asked, if an LGBT journalist who had been attacked in the streets by a right-wing mob on Pride weekend, might that have gotten some attention from the gay rights groups? Have you heard from any mainstream gay rights groups standing up for you and your rights? Andy says, I've seen quite the contrary. One of the staff people for the Human Rights Campaign actually put out a tweet that was diminishing what had happened to me. We all know that, of course, if this was a progressive journalist who had even received a fraction of what I experienced, the whole machine of the progressive system would go into overdrive to bring attention to that. I mean, you see them do that to obviously dubious allegations of hate crimes, and then they, that turned out to be hoaxes, they've gone quite quiet. So it's disappointing, but it's not surprising. I'm not the right type of victim. Now, his attorney, Harmeet Dhillon, said that she and her client supported the Justice Department intervening to ensure that basic rights are being protected in a city that routinely coddles and bows to Antifa's lawless goonery. She added that they're preparing to take legal action against any and all individuals they deem responsible for the beating, and much of the mainstream media has ignored this story completely, in spite of the frequent hand-wringing about rhetorical attacks on the press. I think that some of us ought to go up there and observe. And then when the little ninjas come dancing up to us and try to surround us, I think we should grab one of them out of the little crowd and just completely, you know, I don't know, rearrange him, and then send him back to his people. Not hurt him permanent. Just hurt him enough to where he understands that, you know, that was a mistake, son or young lady. Antifa is equal rights, equal opportunity. They'll let a little girl run up on you and beat you just as bad as a young man will. I also think we ought to go and assume postures that they understand that, you know, if you come over here and start this nonsense, well, this is going to be bad for you. And my question for you, Portland, if you're out there, if anybody from Portland is listening to me now, and I know there's one station carries this show, why is it okay to beat up your innocent people? Why is there who's the one making the decision that okay, this is a good gay Antifa over here, and this conservative gay person not good, so we're going to beat him? Don't you understand the whole rules of identity politics? When you put somebody in the protected class, they're protected. Or does the political ideology that they follow, if they're conservative, does that supersede every good thing that you identify about them in order to put them in one of the protected groups? I guess that's what it boils down to. And then you beat up on a non-combatant like it's sporty. I would confine my activity to Portland. Conservatives, if you live in Portland and there's going to be a protest, don't go. Let them protest. What are they protesting? If they're protesting the cops and the cops are still standing back, let them protest the cops. Let's see how they like that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American Made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armor.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers. fires that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Late June, two nights in June, we got our first glimpse of 20 Democrat candidates who are vowing, I do mean vowing, to make Donald Trump a one-term president. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. There wasn't a whole lot of daylight between any of them. They promise everything from free health care for illegal aliens to decriminalizing illegal border crossings altogether. The combination of those two policies alone would upend us. They also promise executive orders that would give handouts to some and impose mandates on others. Away from the debate stage, there were these lavishly funded leftist movements that are pushing specific issues around the country. One is dedicating to creating safe injection sites where an IV drug user is allowed to inject their heroin, methamphetamine, and cocaine with impunity and in violation of federal law. So, you know, I've been wanting one of those for so long. Another movement wants to give the right to vote to felons on parole. Bernie Sanders takes that a step further and wants felons to vote while still in prison. The ACLU has made a major push to reduce the U.S. jail and prison population by 50% and to combat racial disparities in the criminal justice system, which I have no idea how you would do that. They assiduously avoid the issue of whether the people being released from prison are actually guilty. Colorado has decriminalized magic mushrooms. Nancy Pelosi has come to the defense of MS-13. In the meantime, under red flag laws, law-abiding citizens could have their guns confiscated without any due process and without prior knowledge that a complaint has been lodged against them and that they might be dangerous. That might be news to them. Is it merely a coincidence that all of these proposed leftist policies are making the country more dangerous for all law-abiding citizens? If you were a betting person, you wouldn't go broke predicting who today's left will defend next. They regularly characterize criminals as victims and law-abiding citizens as perpetrators. All they have to do is accuse the latter of racism, sexism, white privilege, toxic masculinity, or homophobia, and they have succeeded in turning the tables on Lady Justice. What about the real victims of those criminals? The left is selective there, too. They tend to believe that only members of certain groups can be victims. Reducing people to nothing more than a group to which they might belong is a staple of leftist collectivism, and it robs people of their individuality. And this way, they can impose the one-size-fits-all edicts on everyone because of the criminal actions of a few. Right now, as they serve their current mission, the leftists have contradicted themselves on positions that used to be part of the leftist Bible. 60s feminists are now expected to tolerate men in women's sports and women's bathrooms. Labor unions are expected to tolerate open borders that steal jobs and force down wages. And environmentalists are expected to look the other way as tent cities produce mountains of trash and human feces on the streets. Today's left isn't chipping away at civil society any longer. They are taking a jackhammer to it. When common sense values like self-reliance work and, personal responsibility are portrayed as old school at the same time that blaming others, criminal behavior, and government dependence are not just tolerated but enabled, you have to ask, what's the true motive here? What's the end game? if you put enough of these pieces together, the picture is of a decidedly socialist America. And America, our founders wrote the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution to prevent. Now, there's plenty of leftists who see these proposals as simply more compassionate than you are. They're not very concerned with where this bandwagon is heading. You have a much smaller number of people who are devising the strategy that are actually in the driver's seat. They're determined to turn wrong into right, day into night, and basic morality and logic on its head. No matter what the issue is, socialism is going to be the underlying answer. Upside-down policies are marketed as cool and more forward-thinking so as to get more people on the bandwagon. It's trendy. So with a little bit of peer pressure and the help of a propaganda-driven media, young people and others think socialism is just fine and dandy and just so cool. It's lit. They have no clue what it really is or how much poverty and cruelty and serfdom has always been caused. And just because most presidential candidates won't admit to being a socialist like Bernie Sanders, that doesn't mean they don't agree with every policy that would result in the same thing. Their policies whip up and reward lawlessness, inflame tension, and they create class warfare. And eventually, people will plead for more government to restore order. And the sad irony here is that they're pleading to the very entity that created the chaos in the first place. You know, when lawmakers promote lawlessness, we have reason to be profoundly concerned. Why is the left trying to decriminalize crime? Well, it's not for the sake of compassion, I can tell you that. This is a socialist spin aimed at a socialist outcome. And socialism never just sits there and just remains socialism and never, ever, ever does. It is always followed by communism. And with communism comes a lot of death and pain and poverty. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she was shocked after visiting a detention center in Clint, Texas. The freshman lawmaker has compared these centers to concentration camps and now claims that there are women being told by officers to drink out of toilets. Art Del Cueto is the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. He responds to those claims on Fox News.
Ms. Ocasio-Cortez put herself in a corner. She had already condemned these facilities. She said they were concentration camps. She called Border Patrol agents Nazis. I think she was looking for issues. She was looking for things that she could make bigger than what they actually were.
On Tuesday, the Trump administration began printing the 2020 census forms without a citizenship question, and the U.S. will play for the Women's World Cup title after beating England 2-1. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. All right, I have a confession to make. I am a sneakerhead. I like tennis shoes, sneakers, if you will. I went to an outlet this past weekend. My favorite kind of sneaker is Adidas. I don't know why. Bruce Lee was an Asics guy, and I have had Asics tennis shoes, but I just prefer the various. You know, my days of hard line athletics are over. Adidas are just good knock-around shoes. They have a sense of style to them. There's enough collaborations going on out there that I sort of enjoy them. But I also went to the Nike outlet, and I bought a pair of Nike sneakers as well. I bought a pair of React. The Adidas shoes I bought, of course, were very, very rare. They're called See You Laters. But the Nikes are comparatively nice shoes. I woke up this morning and I'm looking in the news. I'm checking the news because first thing I do when I'm getting up to start the day is I'm starting to prepare this radio show. start to see what's happened in the world that is worth talking about. And I see this. I see that Nike came out with an Air Max 1. They call it the Air Max 1 USA. They're actually in the shops now, in the stores, in the retailers, Finish Line, Foot Locker, Champs. They're out there, except they've been boxed up and stuck back in there, because on the back of it, it had a rendition of a Betsy Ross flag. So the company has asked retailers to return them. This decision is based upon input from Colin Kaepernick. Colin has decided that this is offensive. Offensive. According to the Wall Street Journal, the heel of the shoe has a Betsy Ross flag, a version of the flag that has 13 white stars in a circle to represent the original colonies. A Nike spokes idiot said, Nike has chosen not to release the Air Max 1 Quick Strike 4th of July as it featured the old version of the American flag. After images of the shoe were posted online, Mr. Kaepernick, a Nike endorser, reached out to the company officials saying that he and others, whoever they were, felt that the Betsy Ross... How many other people knew this shoe was coming, Colin? But that's beside the point. He and others felt that the Betsy Ross flag is an offensive symbol because of its connection to an era of slavery. Some users on social media responded to posts about the shoe with similar concerns. Mr. Kaepernick, of course, after he made that statement, declined to comment any further. Now, I looked at this and I'm just like, are we just going to forget the past? Is Colin Kaepernick now the harbinger of all things politically correct? Twitter went crazy too. I just thought that was interesting. Simply because you would think that yanking a USA-themed tennis shoe the week of the 4th of the July, the week of the 4th of the July, the week of the 4th of July is a bad move. You would think that would be a bad move. I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, this is a bad move. I wonder if Colin Kaepernick is aware of the Philadelphia 76ers. You know, Colin, Philadelphia is where everything really started. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't Washington, D.C., like you may think. It was Philadelphia. There's just so much wrong with this. When we're talking, this is a major economic hit to Nike, and the last time we had a Kaepernick thing, if you remember, a lot of people were going out and burning their Nike shoes. I'm not going to burn my Nike shoes. I paid for my Nike shoes. Although I'm glad I got them at the outlet. And Nike does represent and have a bunch of endorsers that are not political idiots. This whole idea of taking sport and combining it with politics. I remember seeing a video where LeBron James was out there saying, I think I need to use my voice to help affect change. Well, that's terrific, LeBron. Why don't you give some money to some people that are on the street? California is full of them. Take them to dinner. Get them, you know, rent them an apartment. Buy them a house. You could afford that. You don't have to do them all. Do five. But that's never what it's about. I mean, he could do it definitely because now he's an L.A. Laker. He can walk around in it if he wants to. And, you know, this is a nation where a Colin Kaepernick, who is not, you know, he's half white. And in you know, under this flag, under the flag that we have today, under the stars and stripes today, he has become a spoiled multimillionaire who played a game. And this is all about blackness. In the meantime, he's taking a bunch of money, probably $10 million, from Nike. And, you know, Nike has a 100% white executive team, Colin. Now, I'm with him on a couple of things. You know, my main color as a capitalist is green. You know, show me the green. But, you know, your message is confusing. And your thing is to fight symbols. Affecting change is not by fighting symbols. I would love to have seen, if you had lived in the 60s, would you have marched? I bet you wouldn't have marched. You're too busy virtue signaling. Go check out the Philadelphia 76ers while you're at it. Nike, you're run by a bunch of idiots. I feel bad for you. Thank God that Adidas is overseas. I don't have to worry about their politics at all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now, when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armor. Well, let's hit that right. Franklin Armory
makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Check them out. FranklinArmory.com. Have you ever seen, and everybody that's of a certain age, everybody's hand should go up when I ask this question. Have you ever seen the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High? There's a part in the movie where Damone is asking Rad, or telling Rad, he's recounting something to Rad, and he's like, you were doing this, you were going to the photomat, you bought X amount of dollars of film trying to meet this girl, you don't even own a camera. This has nothing to do. I saw this story, and I was like, that sounds a lot like that whole little scene right there. There's a lady, and I'm being nice. There's a lady named Elizabeth McCarthy who sought the Democrat nomination for the Floridian 28th House District on a campaign of gun control. She had a personal stake in it, you see. She claimed she'd personally removed 77 rounds from 32 people following the Pulse nightclub attack in Orlando. That's pretty impressive. I mean, what else has this person done? A lot of people were like, that's pretty impressive. I wonder what else this lady's done. So they decided to look into her background. Here we go into something where this is a different kind of stolen valor. Because her very dramatic proclamation just didn't stand up to any sort of scrutiny. When she was ultimately called out on her bold claim, she folded faster than a cheap suit. She put out a statement, after thoughtful contemplation due to professional obligations, I'm withdrawing as a Democratic candidate seeking the nomination and election in Florida House District 28. Professional obligations. How about that? Well, that move that she made came 2 weeks after Florida Politics published a story exposing parts of her resume that didn't check out, including claims that she treated victims of the Pulse shooting in Orlando in 2016. She further said, while this is a difficult decision to let a dream go, I need a paycheck. I wish both Lee Mangold and Representative Davis Smith the best in their campaign. Remember, it's not about you, but who can best serve the District 28 for the people. Then, incredibly, Ms. McCarthy asked the media not to contact her about the decision. I ask all to please respect my privacy at this time. Well, so after she gets caught lying, she doesn't have to face the consequence of her lies. And for this lady, her story has gone national. She's getting, now it's not on the evening news, but you know, it's it's been picked up by other places, including here. But let's go ahead and shift. I just wanted to point that out. I just find that humorous. The left and their hysteria over Trump. Now what we're in a situation now that is more than mere hysteria. The leftists are now truly dangerous. Antifa, which was sort of laying low, the fascist organization that protests anything and everything with which it disagrees, is violent. Very violent. They show up with weapons, wearing masks, and attack anyone they perceive to be in opposition of their own warped ideology. CNN defends them. That's how off the rails CNN is. Like Antifa, CNN is officially and openly anti-American. We talked about we let journalist Andy go, who was badly beaten up in Portland. Portland police actually made him, when they finally found him, they made him walk back through the mob to seek help. So right now, Portland may be ground zero, but the worst of the leftist brutality is ramping up. And along with it, they're ramping up their malicious intolerance. There have been many incidents of violence against Trump supporters around the country just for wearing a hat. Remember the owner of the restaurant in Lexington that asked Sarah Sanders and her family to leave his establishment a year ago? Well, he penned an op-ed in the Washington Post defending his or her manners. I'm sorry. Her column is predictably a snooty defense of her rudeness. She complains of being branded a racist, a bigot, and a hypocrite. And, yeah, you're all those things, lady. How is what she did at all different from the Jim Crow racists who refused to allow blacks or gays in their cafes and hotels in the 50s? It's the same thing. Wilkerson, this owner of the Red Hen, thinks Trump supporters should not venture out to eat, that they should dine at home. So much tolerance. Remember Maxine Waters telling her supporters to get in our faces to harass Trump supporters wherever you run into them? Remember Obama, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, saying, if they bring a knife to a fight, you bring a gun. Which is interesting because this is a man who wanted to confiscate guns. Did anyone on the left criticize Waters' remarks or Obama's? Pantsuit calls Trump supporters a basket of deplorables. Biden calls them the dregs of society. Such charitable people. John Hinderaker wrote, The Democratic Party has abandoned all norms of civility and constitutional government. Somehow, though, leftists believe they are immune from having to live by their own new rules. They sow the wind, but they think they will never reap the whirlwind. The Trump haters were counting on the Mueller report to vindicate their unbridled loathing of the guy. Since that failed, their brains have dissolved into puddles of goo. So their propensity to violence has intensified. They think Mueller showing up to testify will be the end run around the actual report, which was actually a 448-page innuendo. They will likely try to prevent the Republicans from asking the many questions that need to be answered. For example, it was collusion with Russia that was the reason for the special counsel's investigation. Yet he never looked into Clinton's and the DNC having commissioned the phony dossier that was the basis of their FISA warrant. They barely mentioned the sham phonied up smear. That fact alone makes the entire report a joke. A grandiose cover-up, if you will. So the left, aside from approving of all manner of violence in service of their agenda and their anger, they've been willing to break every law in the books and abrogate every word of the Constitution to get their way and defend those who do these terrible things. But Trump is still the president. And he does things differently. And the left is afraid that these things might work. They're already enraged by success. The economy, the energy independence, the deregulation, getting Mexico to police their own border, getting China to the table, soaring stock market, a record low unemployment for blacks and Hispanics. If he seduces little Kim into some kind of denuclearization deal, won't their heads just pop? I think it will. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the NRA white paper when we get back with attorney Stephen Stambolia. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.